year four. Yeah.
Great. And could you just maybe talk us through the process? Because I guess there's a lot more to this than actually meets the eye.
Yeah, the process of a launch, it's huge. It's a mammoth of a task. You've got product creation, the actual creation of the product in question, which may or may not involve a whole bunch of people. When people first get started, oftentimes they'll be making the entire things by themselves. That's how I did it my first time. I created everything myself. But it's good to have a team to help you with product creation if possible. There's the actual, you know, customer facing, the public aspects of it. So your sales pages, right? The sales copy. There's coming up with a unique or a novel marketing concept, right? A unique selling proposition, a unique mechanism, that sort of thing. What are people going to see on your sales page in the first 5 seconds, for example, that's going to make them want to stay a little bit longer? Because they've seen sales page selling the same exact thing probably 1,000 times in the last month or so. Mm-hmm. So coming up with a good marketing angle, a need that you're fulfilling, something preferably novel, is certainly great. How you're going to express that in the sales copy is important, either yourself or, again, a team member. And then you've got the back end technological type stuff, like the members area, making sure everything's set up there so that the customer has a smooth experience getting access to what they purchased, determining how you're going to splinter the offer, you know, into a front end offer and maybe some upsells. Let's see, what else? Coordinating a back end webinar is huge, having a back end offer, preferably something high ticket. And then the big thing, and this is what makes launches hardest to get into for newbies, the big thing is going to be the affiliate relationships, at least here in the IM space, since most launches are affiliate driven in this particular space. Establishing relationships and getting people essentially to drive traffic and to recommend what you've put together to their tribe. That's all the things that are that are included in putting together a product launch. And it's your first one might be a 6-month project. Even today, by the time I get to launch day, I end up wishing that I had taken 6 months to do it. but at a minimum, it's a good 2 months or so of work to get a product launch out there and on the market.
And how many would you say that you manage to do per year?
It seems like we average around two to three big public launches.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, and that's quite a big commitment in terms of, the time, effort and energy that goes into them. But the rewards, as you say, are more than worth it.
Yeah. I'd say so. It's a great way to bring, new customers into your tribe, grow your tribe a little bit. And also a great way to establish and maintain those affiliate relationships.
Mm-hmm. And your work hasn't gone unnoticed either. As I mentioned earlier, you've been given some glowing testimonials by the likes of Brian Tracy and Kevin Harrington. That must make you so proud, Stephen.
It's definitely been a blast. It's been phenomenal being able to hang out with them on a few separate occasions and work with them. With Kevin Harrington, it was mostly centered around my story, not so much the PLR stuff, but specifically my story of leaving the military and starting a business and beating the odds, so to speak. And with Brian Tracy, it was there was more emphasis on copywriting. I was able to show off my copywriting chops a little bit with him in San Diego, as well as learn some just phenomenal things from him. So, yeah, hanging out with those guys, collaborating with them, and most importantly, learning from them has been just a fantastic experience.
I was going to say, are they kind of your mentors now, would you say?
Not on the day to day. I've got other mentors in the IM space who work with me on the specifics of the internet marketing space and the PLR space and so on and so forth. But certainly in the broad entrepreneurial journey sense, that they've been just great people to learn from and certainly sources of inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And apart from those guys, who else would you list in your list of heroes?
Yeah, so my list of heroes, really right now, the big thing that I'm focused on, that I'm aspiring towards, as far as becoming better whether it's in business or personal life, is work output, you know, and diligence. Mm-hmm. So my heroes for the last couple of years have been a guy named Louis Martin, and a guy named Garcia Moreno, both of whom were alive in the 1800s, and both of whom were just tanks, just absolute machines as far as you know, being focused on work, having a good work-life balance, being you know, diligent, disciplined, and yeah, those are probably my top two heroes right now as I go through the process of trying to become a better, more disciplined, and more diligent person.
Sure. And how do you do that, Stephen? Because I guess, you know, as you say, the work-life balance, it's so important, particularly when you've got seven children to take care of. You know, is that like a daily challenge, or is it something that you've, you know, got into a groove with now?
Yeah, there's definitely a science behind it. It can be pretty difficult. And I'll tell you, for the first 2 years, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. For the first 2 years, I did not do a good job of adapting to the fact that I no longer had a boss to be accountable to, you know? So life became, on the one hand, fun. You know, it's fun to be able to wake up one day and say, all right, we're going to the zoo, you know, everybody get dressed, you know? But at the same time, it takes its toll. There was a lot of stress, a lot of chaos, a lot of, you know, hectic days and all nighters and stuff in those first couple of years, you know, just trying to get that, that basic life routine, under control. We've got things that we do now that ensure that we have a relatively orderly day every day. I've got little rules that prevent me from focusing on work during family time. You know, I've got a couple of assistants whose jobs are literally just to keep me on track and focused on work and to, you know, turn off my work brain at the end of the day. It takes a lot of work if you're not used to it. There's other people who come into the IM space and they were previously freelancers, you know, or they were previously contractors. And I've even encountered some young people who this is like their first thing in life, you know. So for them, it's not as big of a change. But if you're like me and your natural inclinations are kind of towards laziness, and the only reason that that was not, you know, a characteristic that you had for the last 15 years was because you were in the military and it wasn't an option. And, you know, you had a boss and you had subordinates and all that good stuff, and suddenly all that disappears and you're just your own man with no boss sitting at home. It's something that it's totally worth it, but it's something that you got to give careful consideration to and prepare yourself for, you know, to make sure that you adapt to it appropriately.
So you'd say maybe that discipline is key in order to be able to get stuff done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Discipline. And, you know, if discipline is something that you lack, that means go outside of yourself and set up, you know, an infrastructure, you know, set up mechanisms that force you to live a disciplined life. Yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know if it was James Madison or one of the founding fathers, when they were coming up with the Constitution and they were arguing about, you know, the different forms of government and stuff, there was a big emphasis on vectors, you know, how can you modify behavior by creating, you know, these mechanisms that will cause someone to act a certain way and to not act, you know, another way. And there's this phrase, to the vectors go the spoils. And so if discipline is something that you lack, or even if it's not something that you lack, if you can come up with mechanisms that sort of force you to do the right thing every day, that's particularly helpful. I'll give you an example, just because that probably sounds very abstract. I have a hard time not hitting the snooze button in the morning, right? So what I've done is I have taken my cell phone, my alarm, and I have placed it in a room next to my bedroom, which has a glass door, you know, joining the two rooms, right up against the glass. But I have to go out of that room and into the other room in order to turn off my alarm. And that sounds silly. In fact, it even sounds a little bit sad and pathetic that I would need to do that. But that's what I needed to set up in order to vector myself, in order to make sure that, you know, that portion of my day is orderly. I get up, I get out of bed, turn off the alarm, and I start my day, you know. And I could list plenty of other examples, but that's that's something that people should really think about and plan for before they take the big plunge, the entrepreneurial plunge, quit their day job, and that sort of thing. And if they do a good job of planning for that, they'll have a lot of success, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes what it takes, as you say, you know, to put the phone, the alarm next to a glass door, so you have to get up out of bed to stop it from vibrating and making noise. Totally get that. Totally understand it. Stephen, who's your biggest motivation, would you say, or what is your biggest motivation, perhaps?
It's just the family. It's I know that sounds simple and probably cliche, but it all comes down to the wife and kids, you know, being able to maintain a great lifestyle. You know, the most important aspect of it isn't so much the stuff or the material, but the most important aspect of it is the time, you know, the memories. I want my kids to not only grow up comfortably, financially speaking, but I want them to grow up with great memories of awesome quality time that we spent together and that sort of thing. That's sort of been the big driving factor for the last several years.
Yeah, makes total sense. And what's next for you? I mean, is there something that you're already working on or something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, you know, business-wise, we've got a few ideas. What I try to do is I try to come up with a new angle every time, whether it's for PLR or any other product that we launch, something that isn't currently being offered or has not been emphasized by the market already. And so we've got a bunch of those. But the biggest thing coming up, the biggest, you know, out of the ordinary thing coming up is actually a hiring decision. I've been in talks for the last couple months with a potential general manager to come on board and basically take over most of the workload associated with product launching, so that I can sort of step away and work on a new aspect of the business. And if that were to happen, and I think it will in January, that would be probably the biggest milestone in my business. After 4 years, it would be the most transformative thing that we've done since starting, and so that's the biggest thing on our radar right now.
And I think in terms of business sense, it makes a lot of sense to do that kind of thing, because again, it means then you're working on the business and growing the business, as opposed to being the boots on the ground having to get the stuff done. So completely understand why you want to take that step upstairs in your own business.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a difficult thing to do. It's very hard emotionally to let go of certain aspects of the business, the day-to-day stuff, the creative stuff, all that stuff. It's very difficult to let go and hand it off to someone else. But I remember one of the things I learned from John Maxwell was, and I don't have the exact quote, but basically what he says is, if you can find someone who does what you do at least 80% as good as you do, then you should hand it off to them. And that's because he knows that for most people, they want it done 100% as good. And if they can't find that, they're you know, liable to continue doing the grunt work and slaving away inside their business instead of working on their business until they retire. You know, and you can't have it. You can't wait for perfection. So if you can find someone who does it 80% as good as you, hand it off and move your attention elsewhere.
Great advice. And delegate and trust, I think, is the key to being able to do that as well. So
yes,
really good advice. Stephen, thank you so much for your time. How can people find out more about you? How can we find out more about, you know, your products and you yourself?
Yeah, people can head to stephenalby.com to check out the business side of things. But I'm also happy to always just hook up with people on Facebook. You can just look me up on Facebook, Stephen Alby. Just my first and last name, and you know, shoot me a message. Always happy to make new connections.
Great stuff. So again, that's stephenalvey.com if you want to find out more about your product range or just to kind of reach out in general.
Yeah.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time today. It's been absolutely wonderful chatting with you. Really appreciate it.
Hey, great talking to you. Thanks so much.